You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody, ladies and gentlemen, it is now time to bring in the man, the myth, and the legend, Tom Handler. Tom is the number one asset protection guy in the family office space as of today, from the best of my knowledge. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's a pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
It's my absolute pleasure to have you on. And you know, basically, everybody, what you need to know is Tom is, he chairs the Handler Thayer Advanced Planning and Family Office Practice. Tom is basically the guy who single-handedly is helping me understand the family office market. So, Tom, we need to protect people's you-know-whats by the end of the year. What are we going to do?
Well, the nature of December, and I don't see this ever changing, is that everyone that should have done things or implemented strategies earlier in the year waits to the last minute, or alternatively, they didn't realize the kind of condition they were going to be in, and so now's the time to act. So there's really four areas that people are focused on. You know, one would be income tax planning overall. The second would be charitable gifts, which are deductions for income tax purposes. The third would be family gifts, which are actually gifts that have both an estate tax and an income tax component.
Okay.
And then fourth, defensive measures and compliance designed to protect long-term wealth.
So if people are doing all those things or looking at that, it sounds to me like they can't just have one person on their team. It sounds to me like they have a team.
Well, I think probably in doing any of these projects, it requires collaboration. So
okay.
To tackle this without a multidisciplinary team is not likely to get the results that a family is looking for. But, you know, with respect to the income tax piece in particular, you've got your accountant, you've got your attorney, you might have a business, CFO, or someone else involved, and perhaps your investment people who are helping you determine, you know, what you can give or what you can sell to capture losses and harvest those losses, or what you should not sell, or trying to match capital gains and capital losses to neutralize the tax impact of both. And in doing that, for the most part, the most impactful strategies, it's too late. You know, there's a saying that I learned earlier in my career that said, after Thanksgiving, all the turkeys hit the street, meaning that the strategies that people are running around with at the last minute are probably those that you shouldn't be doing, because they may not be well thought out, and you know, they're done in desperation. So if someone's holding up a deal saying, like a gymnastics sign, you know, 7-1 write-off, that's probably not where you want to be. So for the most part, those year-end things don't work, but there are some that are viable. And part of the problem with last-minute deals is that the majority of the tax benefits, particularly in a business, are directly tied to the number of months that you've been involved in that strategy or structure or plan or technique. And so you're only going to get, you know, 30 days or 1 month benefit if you do it at the ninth hour. That isn't the case with everything. So, for example, benefit plans or executive compensation, you know, these are things that have to be put in place by year end, but with respect to qualified plans, you don't have to fund them until the due date of the tax return, including extensions. So you can set up a benefit plan here at year end, and you may have an opportunity to fund it maybe up to October 15th of next year, and yet get a deduction for 2015. So pretty impactful stuff. So I think the kinds of things that people are looking at, in particular, accelerations and deferrals. So if you're a cash basis taxpayer, you send out your bills late in December so nobody pays you, and you prepay all your January expenses, it simply has the impact of legally accelerating your deductions rather than waiting to the last minute, because if you write the check on January 1, it's a 2016 deduction. If you write it in December 30th, it's a 2015 deduction. If you're a cash basis taxpayer, and the same thing with the deferral of revenue. If you send the bills out late, you're not going to get that money till next year. Agribusiness and oil and gas are two areas where no matter how high the revenue, in most businesses, once you hit $5 million in revenue, you're going to be forced onto accrual if you're not forced onto it some other way or you didn't elect it. But in agribusiness and oil and gas, they can use the cash method of accounting forever. And so you have the opportunity to get into transactions at the ninth hour and you still benefit from the entire amount spent, even though it was done in 1 month. So those are good year-end opportunities.
So, Tommy, hold on a second. So it sounds to me like the best year-end tax planning happens at the end of the prior year almost. You got to be geared up.
Yeah, it tends to be. People are starting now looking at 2016, all right? So the question is, well, if you're in a project for 12 months or you engage in a structure or a strategy for 12 months, getting 12 months of benefits a lot better than getting 1 month of benefit, with the exception of those odd outliers that I mentioned. And things like, private placement life insurance that allows you to, defer, just like any insurance policy allows you to defer the revenue, not even defer, to completely avoid the income tax on the revenue. The insurance will ultimately be in your state, but, assets invested by an insurance company in a life insurance policy are simply not subject to income tax. And so, you'd want to do that earlier in the year rather than later to maximize the benefit of that, much like making a contribution to an IRA or a pension plan. If you can make it in January, you get the full 12 months of earnings not subject to tax. And the difference over a lifetime of funding your IRA every January rather than every December, it's a huge amount of money. I've seen charts on this. It's quite material depending on your age and the amount that you're contributing. So, yeah, it's a good time to lay a foundation for next year.
Well, then, Tom, what are the types of sizes or order of magnitudes? We've only got about 3 minutes left, and I want to give at least a minute at the end for you to tell people how to find you. So we got a couple minutes to talk about what is it, how big does a family have to be to really – begin to get economies of scale with your type of services?
Well, really, we're looking primarily at people with net worths of $10 million plus.
Okay.
It could be high income. It isn't just necessarily net worth. It's high income or growing business.
Sure.
But that's pretty good benchmark. And I'll mention quickly, too, that this is a time of the year to make charitable gifts.
Perfect.
And annual gifts to family members that will avoid the annual gift tax because of the exclusion. So for those who haven't made their charitable contributions or their gifts to family members, if they're not done by the end of this year, the exclusion for 2015 is lost. It doesn't carry forward, so now's the time to make those as well.
Okay, we've got seriously 2 minutes left. I want to get a real quick bite-sized takeaway and then contact information for you and Handler Thayer.
Sure. So I think tax planning is better done in a strategic manner and not looking at a particular panacea, one strategy is going to solve all your problems. It's a combination of using a whole bunch of things, IRAs, pensions, 529 plans, things that defer a tax, things that aren't subject to tax, municipal bonds, things that aren't taxable in your state. And it's a lot of small things put together in a thoughtful way that have a large impact over your lifetime without taking any unreasonable tax risks that you don't need to take. So coming up with a strategy and doing things thoughtfully rather than piecemeal or year-end panic is the way to go about both tax planning and estate tax planning. And to reach me, we have offices in Washington, D.C., Boca Raton, and Chicago. I'm in Chicago, and my number is 312-641-2100.
Tom, we've got 30 seconds left. I want to hear what the Blackhawks are going to do this year.
Well, I'm counting on good things from the Blackhawks. They've been playing some pretty good hockey. The salary cap hurt us because we were forced to trade away some very solid players that we would have liked to keep. And so it helps, even out the talent in the league. But we've got some very solid core players. They've been playing good hockey, and I'm looking forward to another very solid year. Certainly we'll make the playoffs. And with three Stanley Cups in 5 years, it's been a great time to be a Blackhawks fan.
Hey, well, listen, I always have to give you a chance to pound your chest, Tom. Thanks for coming on, talking hockey and talking family office protection. As always, Tom Handler, we'll have you on again right after New Year's to talk about what to do in 2016. Thank you so much, Tom.
All right, take care, Jim. Best wishes for the holidays and a great New Year.